Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 30th of June, which means we're almost exactly halfway through the year. That's crazy. How did that happen? Anyway, I want to talk today about whether or not you actually have a USP for your MSP. Too many acronyms there maybe, but what is a USP? I'm sure you've heard of this before. It stands for Unique Selling Point or Unique Selling Proposition. It was invented by a guy called Rossa Reeves, who was a Madison Avenue advertising executive back in the 1950s or 60s. And he was the first one to realize that where you've got two or three companies in a marketplace that essentially do the same thing, they make the same kind of product or they offer the same kind of service, you've got to find some way for them to differentiate themselves. And that's what the USP is, the unique selling proposition. So put this another way. If I was to ask you the question, what makes your MSP unique compared to your direct competitors, the people who are going to be shortlisted against you, what's the answer to that? Because let me tell you what the answer isn't. It isn't your tech stack. It isn't your systems or your processes or your ways of doing it. It isn't your accreditations and your qualifications. It isn't the vendors that you're in bed with. None of these things matter or are even cared about by the ordinary business owners and managers that you want to reach. Because if you think about it from their point of view, no matter how big their business, they're unless they're an internal IT manager, which is a whole different type of marketing that we don't really touch. We're very much about marketing your MSP to people who don't understand technology, which is a lot harder than marketing to an IT, like a co-managed IT director. But ordinary business owners and managers, they care about, I just want it to work. I just want it to be safe. I don't want any hassle. I just want my staff to be able to get on with their work and not complain. Does that make sense? Those are all the things that matter to them. So they don't really care what qualifications you've got or accreditations. They don't care about your vendors. They don't care what's in your tech stack. They don't even know the words. You show them the words of most of the vendors in the channel and they're just weird words, right? They are weird words. What's a kaseya? What exactly is a kaseya and how do you use it? It's just bizarre to them. So none of these things influence them at all. But the good news is there is a USP that you can use that is genuinely unique, that every member of the MSP Marketing Edge can use that's genuinely unique. And that is that unique selling proposition is most likely listening to this right now. Because I highly recommend, in fact, I thoroughly recommend that you make you and your people, the unique thing about your MSP. And I do this with my own marketing. And as you know, a great deal, about 80, 90% of what I do with my marketing is what I recommend you do with yours. You can literally copy stuff I do. And I do that deliberately because A, it makes life easy for me because I'm just doing the same kind of marketing all the time. But B, it gives you something to copy. Even though I'm trying to attract MSPs, it would be exactly what I did if I owned an MSP. I called my business Paul Green's MSP Marketing Edge. Not because I'm a narcissist, not because I'm not, I promise you, I really am not. Not because I do all the work myself. We've got 15 people on the team here, but I am the face of the business. I am the unique thing. So for people that are just looking at us, and apparently we have competitors, if they were just, you know, looking at that and they'd say, well, what's the instant difference? I mean, our service is actually very different and we're the only people that give you the three-step system and we're the only people that help. No one else does all of that kind of stuff. But also for that snapshot, what makes it different? It's me. I've hooked the differentiation of the business around me. And you can do and should do exactly the same thing. And the easiest way to do this is to be the face of the business. That means across your website. It means across all of your marketing, your emails. Everything should be uniquely about you. And the best news of all is you can do this without actually having to do the work yourself. I don't do all the work in the MSP Marketing Edge. Far from it. I do the podcasts. I do all the stuff that needs a person, right? I do the community, our community. I do that because I love it and I enjoy it. And it's very much my way of interacting with you. But I don't write the content. I sign it off, but I don't write it. I don't process it. I don't make the videos. Other people do that because they're better at that than me. So it doesn't always have to be the face of the business that does all of the work. It doesn't have to be the face of the business that does the selling. Richard Branson won't directly sell you anything unless, I guess, he's selling an island and you want to buy an island. But he's the face of all the Virgin businesses and has been for decades. And that's worked very, very well for him. It's a unique difference. differentiator. In fact, they rolled out the Virgin brand to a whole series of different markets where instantly people knew what Virgin was and what it stood for because of Richard Branson. You can do exactly the same with your MSP. And I would be delighted to help you do this. It does mean doing some changes to your website. It means putting yourself out there a little bit more, but I promise you the payoff for it is absolutely amazing when you get it right. In terms of how I can help you, go into our members only Facebook group. That's a good place to ask. We have some website reviews as well. If you go into the portal, you can find those website reviews. And I talk a lot there about differentiation and using you and your people as a differentiator. You can also email me and my team, hello@mspmarketingedge.com. The final way I can help you is actually one-on-one in a marketing clinic. So every week I do a drop-in marketing clinic. I typically do it twice a week, most Tuesdays and most Thursdays. My next clinic is indeed tomorrow, and then I'll be doing another one this Thursday. I'd love to chat to you there, and we can talk one-on-one about your marketing. So I will see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.